Well, we're back now with Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff. And coach, this is the final of week seven, I guess, which is really weird. But let's go back and take a look at, you know, last week's game for a second here. Masco, second time you guys played Masco, and you got to work some things out, I guess?
Yeah, you know, things went well. It was, you know, that was that terrible day with the rain and the wind gusts, and we were playing Masco on a grass field, so it would have been our first time on grass all season. So we caught a break. I think it's just about everybody moved their games. We ended up playing it on Saturday, and their field was in pretty good shape, all things considered. So it was a good game. Masco played hard. Our guys played hard. You know, just we were happy to get out of there injury-free more than anything else.
I watched a little bit of the game on whatever video they have there, and it looked like you guys on offense could pretty much move at will, but your passing game in particular, from a novice's point of view, seemed pretty sharp. And you're always talking about guys going to open areas and whatever. Tell me a little bit about your passing game in that one, Coach.
You know, a lot of it is, and just about every offense does this, it's really giving what they take you. Taking what they give you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in that case, that's just a lot of what it was. You know, Masco did a really good job taking some things away. And so, you know, sometimes it takes you a little bit to figure out what they're doing or how to counter it. And, you know, our kids just did a really good job. Our guys work really hard on getting it right and making sure that they're where they're supposed to be. So, you know, I just think that we've been very fortunate to have seven weeks of football, and those weeks of practice kind of uninterrupted. We've been fortunate. So, you know, just you're hoping to play mistake-free football now at this point, and we came pretty close. We made a lot of mistakes, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I saw that about the first half stuff and all that. But Coach, football obviously is very physical, and as a high school coach, you know, you work on conditioning, you work on technique, you work on angles and all that stuff. But this year in particular, it's also a psychological game, is it not?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think for the kids, you know, we've talked about this before. There's literally no challenge getting the seniors motivated. And I think really for the juniors and sophomores, just about everyone, the varsity players, were very motivated to play this year. And I think that goes for all the schools. The kids really just wanted to get outside and break the monotony of everything that's been going on. So, you know, in that mental part of it, yeah, definitely. I think it's been easy this year in that way. The other mental part of it, though, you know, the season has been, you know, the worrying, you know, making sure, you know, that everyone is safe and doing the right things and, you know, wearing masks and being careful when they drive in a car together, any of that stuff. We're back in school now full time. This is obviously vacation week, but, so you just, you know, you get your fingers crossed. So there's, you know, that part has been a little bit nerve wracking.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, this is the final week, the final practice, and your Thanksgiving Day game is coming up here. What's the message to the kids? Because this is so different. I mean, it's similar in terms of football. You play football, but it's so different in terms of the time of the year and everything else is going on. Your seniors are going to be graduating here pretty soon. So, what's this week been like for your practice?
Really easy, you know, to get the kids motivated this week's been easy. We're not in school, you know, vacation, and the kids, it's been nice. This game is so important to a Marblehead kid and a Swampscott kid that I think, you know, the kids haven't needed any rules or any, you know, guidelines about how to treat this week. You know, they've been all business, very serious, and we've had great practices.
All right. Two great teams going against each other. What do you see from Swampscott?
You know, we're very similar. They have a very athletic line, you know, with a couple of seniors on it that do a really great job. They've got very, very fast, very good defense. Peter Bush does a really nice job with the defense there. But he's got, you know, the athletes and the speed there to execute it this year, and they look really good. They look really fast. Offensively, you know, Cam O'Brien's their quarterback. He's got a cannon for an arm. You know, but it's reps right now for those guys. You're wondering, you know, at some point they're really going to click, and they've clicked in the games, even with the few reps have had. So it's scary to think how much better they'll get, you know, with just one more week under their belt.
Coach, I want to talk to you next week and do a review of the whole thing. But in the meantime, I wish you the best for this weekend. And I know that it's busy, it's crazy. But in a sense, it's been some fun, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, thank God for this season. You know, really, I think a lot of people feel that way. Parents, the players, just again, breaking up the monotony, all of the bad news, all of the, you know, just everything, all of the noise that has been going on over the last year, you know, for the kids just to have something to do again where you're just a kid, you know, you can just be a high school kid again. They've had so much taken away from them, and it's just been great that we've been able to pull it off.
Fantastic, Coach. Good luck this weekend, and I will call you again next week.
Great. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach.
Have a good one.
Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye. That is Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff.